This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. Charlie Dent served nearly 14 years in the U.S. Congress as a Republican until he stepped down in 2018. He represented a district including Allentown, where he was born. He's now executive director of the congressional program at the Aspen Institute. Welcome back to WLVR, Mr. Dent.
Brad, great to be with you as always.
As we mark the anniversary of the deadly violence at the Capitol by those seeking to stop Joe Biden from becoming president, much of the nation is convinced that democracy itself is in crisis and at risk of failing. A recent NPR Ipsos poll finds that two-thirds of Americans of both parties share that conviction. Are you among them?
Well, I certainly think that we've seen an erosion of democratic values, democratic with a small d, throughout much of the Western world. As a result of the 2020 election, we witnessed a lot of people who questioned the outcome of an election, which I believe was free and fair. And there are just many who have determined that they want to push this false narrative. It's a lie that the election was somehow stolen. And that has undermined so many people's faith and confidence in our democratic system. Of course, the former president, Donald Trump, is the one who's been pushing this longest and hardest. And I think that is really fundamentally the problem. As long as he keeps saying this, I think too many others in the Republican Party have been quiet about it. I mean, that allows the Trump narrative to prevail.
Let's go back to a year ago. I spoke to Lee Snover, chair of the Northampton County GOP then and now, on January 6th of last year. She was getting into her car to leave D.C. after taking part in protests right near the Capitol. I asked her what was the outcome that she wanted to see.
We want a new Republican Party. We're never going back to the old Republican Party. Never. Out with the old Republicans.
She said Donald Trump did not lose. She wants a new Republican Party loyal to Donald Trump. Is that what you're seeing among Republicans in this area and across Pennsylvania?
Well, you would think that the chairman of the Northampton County Republican Committee would be interested in winning elections. And Donald Trump lost an election. In fact, she's seeing nothing but defeat in Northampton County. You know, let's talk about, you know, how do you win an election going forward? I would argue that in a swing state like Pennsylvania, they cannot simply win on a Trump base in Pennsylvania. They need to expand the base.
So you're saying that swearing fealty to former President Donald Trump is a losing strategy for Republicans, and yet that's the direction of the GOP in Pennsylvania and in the Lehigh Valley.
That's where we are today, and I hope that changes, because at some point people are going to get tired of losing. Now, Republicans should win back the House in 2022, just based on historical standards, with some redistricting gains. 2022 and 2024 electoral landscapes will be very different. I think it would be ill-advised to go back to the well with Donald Trump and say, hey, let's try this again.
A year after the January 6th attack, what do you see that's most hopeful in local, statewide, and national politics?
I do think at the end of the day, the American people are a practical bunch. You know, we like results. You know, we like to get our roads paved. We like our trash picked up. We like our communities to be safe.
So you're putting your hope in pragmatism of American voters over the passions that have been aroused during the Trump administration. Do you think the congressional committee that's investigating January 6th is going to have a major effect? Is it a hopeful thing? Is it a committee that you wish you were on still, if you were still in the House?
Well, I would love to have been on that committee. I mean, yeah, I think that committee is doing this investigation thoughtfully, carefully. I think it's been run pretty well. As far as I was concerned, the former president did sic this mob on the Capitol. He was pretty clear. You know, his rhetoric before had said the election was stolen, told all these people were stolen, go down there, fight like hell. And they did. And, you know, they brought the gallows there for Mike Pence. I mean, there were a lot of things that went on that day that was a massive crime scene. So Congress has every right to investigate what happened that day and hold people to account.
And if the committee finds people at the top of the executive branch in that position, can you see the Department of Justice indicting and charging them?
I can. It's not something I say lightly either. I say it because we're talking about criminal acts. You know, because you're in the executive branch doesn't permit you to engage in criminal activity. We're talking about, you know, an actual assault on the seat of government that was encouraged, it seemed from my perspective, by the former president and some of his allies.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Brad.
Charlie Dent is executive director of the Congressional Program at the Aspen Institute. He spent 14 years in Congress representing the Lehigh Valley.